I don't think so. If you look at the handout that I gave, the statistics were based, the counts were based on our evaluation of the old site. And just going on to the new site, you see that the count is actually substantially less. Their count is about 100 or so less than ours. We've done a number of different analyses of the actual comments themselves. So all of those comments that are in the public database that you have to go and click on and pull each one of them up, we've created an automated process that will go and mine that site to pull all of those documents in and then organize those documents. We haven't had a chance to do that for the new site and then compare the new and the old, but there's a good chance that when there are deltas between what was in the old site and what was in the new site, we'll be able to find those and go back to DOE. We've done that over the past year and a half. Their response has been underwhelming. You can point out, literally say, this comment is missing, or this comment that was attributed to a certain person was clearly filed by someone else, and you get silence. So it's been very frustrating.
So if I submit a new comment, I should just continue to make sure that it's there and keep submitting?
I think that's probably the best thing you can do. We're going to, as I said, we're going to have oversight over that, and you know, from our standpoint, but ultimately, if they mismanage that data, it's going to be mismanaged. And that's just the unfortunate fact.
I wouldn't worry about redundancy in scoping comments. In fact, I might go back and re-enter all the ones I had before and keep a cut and paste copy in a Word document.